Well, I spoke to my friend Professor Price. So he told me everything that I needed to know. He said I shouldn't worry about bumping anybody off, which I think is great. You know, make sure that I take, well, I am OCD, so make sure I take a shower for the shower game. I want to make sure I'm not a little bit too loony or a little bit too toony. And I need to make sure I'm on the spot, I'm off the spot, but on the nose.
If you know, you know.
Oh, wait, that was my secret ex. Hold on. Come here, buddy.
We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5and1.net.
Fear Factor, Camp Crystal Lake, will not be heard of this time, so that we may have better luck with the following.
How you doing? Chico Alexander here, and I just have one question. You feeling lucky?
No, I have one. Yo tengo una pregunta. ¿Usted lo veo la espectáculo de Benito Ocasio?
Sí, sí. Es muy bueno. Es muy poderoso.
I was waiting for the Sabaco Gigante portrait of it with guy with the horn.
Chiste,
I forget his name.
Grande. No. El Chapulín Colorado. No.
Exactly, that guy. No, we had a lot of fun this last week. We are knee deep in Jeopardy Invitational Tournament action. We have a, well, expected elimination on Drag Race. Wheel is in the fast lane. Beast Games gives away $1 million. And someone on Beast Games makes, well, an interesting decision. We talk about the Masked Singer, and we remember someone who was involved with game shows and has gotten an incredible amount of sympathy, who died way too young this week. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
And?
We're also... Yes, we're killing the toilet.
I got a hammer. I got the dynamite. I've got a whole lot of bowling balls. We're ready to do this.
Yes, we are. So, if you would, Chico.
From somewhere in America, WLTI is out. Let's go.
Whee! Let's do this. We are almost one quarter of the way through on our way to episode 600. This is number 524 here at 5and1. This is We Love to Interrupt, WLTI. My name is Jason Block, strength and conditioning coach, snow shoveler extraordinaire, and ow, my back. And of course, I'm here with my brothers from another mother, Chico Alexander, who is here, Gordon Pepper, who will be here. Chico, what's up? What's up?
Oh, you know, not much. Just getting ready for Valentine's Day. I don't know if you know this, but I'm talking to somebody on Facebook dating, and hopefully it goes somewhere, but I'm looking forward to...
You do realize next week I'm wearing the Panama hat, right?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I am wearing a Panama hat next week because I am turning years old, you know, so... But
old enough to give.
Not as old as this guy. Not as old as this guy. Mr. Gilbert!
From the Alex Rebeck stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy!
We are knee deep in Jeopardy Invitational Tournament action with quarterfinal game two. Matt Amodio won game one and moved on. We have Veronica Vishit Vatican, Roger Craig, and Erica Hasek in game two. And of course, it was Roger Craig, not the Hall of Famer, who locked the game in after Double Jeopardy. But we have art and artists to deal with. The clue.
The clue.
He entered the Priory of San Marco in Florence in 1430 and was commissioned to paint its altarpiece by the Medici's. This was a tough one.
Yeah, not if you're an alcoholic. Sorry.
Oh, that's right, Fra Angelico. Are you said alcoholic? Or you just didn't? Did you know?
I did not know. Nobody knew, but nobody had to know because Roger washed it away. 15,000 earned a ticket to the semifinals.
Yes. It's up to you. Go ahead.
Next, we have a lawyer, a law student, and a journalist. That would be Drew Goins, T.L. Tom Cubbage, and Liz Feltner. Going into the final, it's anybody.
This was a rough game. This was a rough.
You think this? Yeah. You think this was rough? Yikes. Liz had 6,200. T.L. had 5,400. Drew has 5,200. As we go into the Final Jeopardy category of 20th Century Literary Names, The Clue. In 1950, he won a Tony for Best Play, and 18 years after his 1965 death, he would go on to win 2 Tonys for a musical.
I knew it, but I went off of it. I should have stayed with it. And that's T.S. Eliot, because if you have to add the key is the 1983, because the musical Cats, I believe, debuted in 82.
Correct.
If I remember.
On Broadway, now and forever.
Right. So what happened was no one got it right. But here's the thing. Drew, that's 3,600 and goes down to 1,600. So what happened was is that Liz went to cover, I believe it was
Liz tries to cover
TL.
And then
that's right, TL
tries to cover Liz covering TL.
Correct. And what happens is that she loses by a dollar. That's not the biggest betting story of the week. We will get to that.
Okay, we're getting to that right now.
Are we going to get to it right now?
The Tuesday?
No, we're not.
The Tuesday episode?
This is Tuesdays.
This had a little bit of drama to it, too, you know.
Yeah, Andre He, Jen Childs, and Mahal Shaw were our three.
Andrew He, by the way.
Yes. And Andrew has 6,000. Jen has 5,400. Hall has 4,395.
Hey, do you know how
we're talk
Andrew,
about?
Hold on. I got back up. Slow your roll there, buddy. We gotta talk about a daily double that Andrew found on the 11th clue of the round. He went all in on awards and honors. The IEEE established an award in 1976. This is for 7,400, by the way. To honor the centennial of an invention by this man and named the award for him. He thought it was Morse.
I should have known this.
It was
Alexander
Graham Bell. He loses everything.
Right, 1876. Right, he goes down to zero, but comes back to earn 6,000. Here's the clue in the calendar. Black History Month was first celebrated around the birth dates of Abraham Lincoln and this contemporary, who died in 1895. This one was an easy one. Frederick Douglass. Everybody got it right. Andrew bet 4,801 and covered Jen correctly. And now he moves on. But now, Chico, talk about the most
Lord of mercy.
Sick.
Okay, you know.
And by the way, and here's the thing: our good friend Brian Henniger, Jeopardy Tournament of Champions semifinalist, messages me in the morning because they in Tennessee they get it like early in the morning because of the Olympic coverage on the NBC affiliate. He said you gotta watch the final, so let's watch the final, shall we? It is between
Isaac Hirsch, Allison Betts, and Josh Hill. By the way, Isaac Hirsch and Josh Hill, both friends of ours, both have 7,600. Allison has 3,200. And a phrase I like to throw around here is, Allison can play spoiler. She has the opportunity of doing the most hilarious thing possible. The final
right,
Jeopardy
so
category.
Here.
Now,
1960. Go ahead.
1960s novel characters. The clue. An article about autism in the fictional characters included him, whose reward is to have his brave act go unrecognized.
Now, okay. Have you actually read the novel To Kill a Mockingbird?
I love To Kill a Mockingbird. It's one of my favorite novels.
Okay, so to explain character, what did he do and not go unrecognized? What happened? And the character, by the way, the answer is Boo Radley. What did he do?
I haven't read Kill a Mockingbird in 30 years, so I'm going to have to do some live research here.
Okay.
What did Boo...
Hold on, I will look this up.
Okay. All right.
Boo Radley.
Great. Okay, here it is.
This is it.
He acts as a silent guardian for the Finch children by leaving gifts in a tree, mending Jem's pants, and ultimately saving them by killing Bob Yule.
Oh, that's the brave act, yes. And so what happens is, okay, so Allison bets first. She says, and I quote, "I hope they both bet everything." And Kay says, "I don't know if you mean you wanted to bet everything and get it right or get it wrong." And then she said, "The getting it wrong part is part of my plan." And so she bets, I believe it's 400 and some odd dollars here. 14, okay? Isaac.
What did you wager? Isaac went with, who is Randall? That is wrong. And he bet everything. So far, Allison's plan is working, says Ken. And finally,
okay.
Josh went with, hi, Retina, hi, Alvia, hi, Mom, who is Caulfield? Good guess, but no.
As in, Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye.
Good guess, but no. This fictional autistic character, according to Ken, Boo Radley, unsung heroism at the end of To Kill a Mockingbird when he killed Mr. Yule. And Allison Betts' plan goes off without a hitch. She moves on.
And by the way, this is nominee for Game Show Moment of the Year right here.
Yes,
for real. This is. She went Psychic Jeopardy on their behinds and said, you know what? Let's hope you bet it all.
I'm just going to let you two figure it out.
And they did. So Allison moves on. And finally, tonight's game, Adriana Harmeyer, Will Yancey, and Long Nguyen. This was Long Nguyen's to lose, and he's moving on. But here's the category anyway. Southern Hemisphere. 1606 map of America shows this archipelago as part of a southern continent by a canoe with a smoke billowing from its center. And when they said the answer, I'm like, of course.
Yep. Tierra del Fuego is the correct response there. Long, he got it right. Adriana doubled up. But again, it is Long's game. Long's win, 21,600. He moves on to the semis. And if I can go to Jeopardy.com to see who is...
No, I got it here. So I got it. So you have Len Wong, Matt Amodio, Roger Craig, Drew Goines, Andrew He, and Allison Betts. And the three wild cards are Karen Farrell, Kent Jen Giles, and Drew Basile yet again. So, what's our first matchup tomorrow? Do we have it?
We do. Tomorrow's matchup will feature Roger Craig, Jen Giles, and Drew Basile. So we
have a super champ,
a teacher's champ, and the guy who is on Survivor.
And we will find, and then by next week, Will we know a winner? Let's see.
We probably will.
We'll know, because it'll be two games in.
We'll know finalists.
We'll know who the finalists are and where they're at next week. That being said, let's go to the workroom.
All right, just to catch you up on what happened last week, Juicy Lefteon and Mia Star were your winners of the first half of the Rated Queen talent show, and they go on to the lip sync for the win, and they tied. Will we get such luck?
Right, and then...
Oh, by the way, and also... Bottom.
Yeremist is the one who's coming in. I have it here.
Yeah, Yeremist got ranked the lowest that will lip sync for her life in this episode, which is part two.
So the Rated Queen, now the queens that perform this week, last week, are going to rate the queens this week. And we have Mikey Meeks, who did a comedy burlesque show. Athena Dion, who did an original song. Kenya Pleaser, who did an original song with some color guard. Jane Don't, did an original song and comedy performance. And Discord Adams did an original song. The Runway category is Shake, Shake, Shake.
Yes,
Athena Dion and Jane...
And your guest judge, by the way, Amy Taylor, the lead singer of Amy and the Snipper.
Yes, okay. And Ross Matthews is also, again, judging this week. They lip-sync to Jerkin by Emil.
Whoa. Back to the runway category, because we don't know who won or lost.
Oh, I thought I should say that. Okay. Shake, 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 and Athena Dion and Jane Doan are your top two queens. They lip-sync to Jerkin, and Athena Dion wins the $5,000. The Mikey Meeks, not ranked lowest, and will lip-sync for her life against Sierra Mist, and they lip-sync to Toxic by Britney Spears. Mikey Meeks win, and Sierra Mist is gone. And again, the first, if you look at the five that have been eliminated so far, four that eliminated so far, Dina, Didi Fuego, Mandy Mango, Briar Blush, and Sierra Mist, they were bad. All of them.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Well, in Didi Fuego's, she was just not bad, but unmemorable.
Mandy Mango was terrible.
She was terrible.
Briar Blush,
she was terrible. Sierra Mist, she was terrible.
She was. Right. Don't be surprised if either Kenya Pleaser or Mikey Meeks is sashaying away, because you do see a distinct difference between the top and the bottom.
I do.
Okay.
And so far, the bottom has been bottoming out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, people like Juicy Love Dion, Jane Don't, Darlene Mitchell, you know?
Yeah, we see the top queens rising to the top, and Jane Doan has been on that sort of consistent, how do I get to the top sort of situation. And she's won once.
Yes.
She's been in the top once. Juicy Love Dion is the one you gotta watch out for, because she's actually won two. So you have that top echelon with Athena Dion, Juicy Love Dion, Jane Doan, and Darlene Mitchell, I
want to
throw in there, too.
Okay. So, when we last left Beast Games, okay, we were wondering who the third person that Nick and Monica were going to eliminate, and that person is Katie. We are now down to the top 10, okay? And we are in a thing called Bury Me Alive, okay? They, $1 million sits in the center, and we head to a graveyard-themed arena. And this is the version of Season 1, Million Dollar Split or Steal. Okay? Nick is selected to be the first to determine who gets dug up when. Okay? But, okay, so one by one, they're on Earth and given a chance to take as much of the 1 million as they want, whether it's an even 100,000 or a much larger grab. They can see how much money remains, but not what players took, okay? So then they're sent to a cube. So here is what happens, okay? Nick is first. He takes a quarter million. Ding, okay? August, 83,333. Bell, can we get a bell?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
If you don't mind.
There we go.
So let's, so that's for Nick, 250. August, 83,333. Tyler takes 100. Jack takes 81,000. Brett takes 250. Corey takes 47,133. However, Monica takes zero. But the question is, why? You want to know why?
Does it have something to do with that coin of hers?
Oh, yeah. Because she accepted a separate offer of $500,000 for the coin. And as part of the deal, she can't take any money. Okay?
Yep.
And with that, Jim takes 62,420. Okay, now I have a question for you. You think she did the right thing? Guaranteed 500,000 for some potential of nothing. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a really smart play, especially given that she was able to keep it to herself for this long. And speaking of keeping it to herself this long, here's Gordon Pepper.
No.
Hello.
Apparently, when I have to get out of the alley, I have to get out of the alley as translation for "Let's ask Gordon everything so he can't leave."
Yeah, I know exactly what that means because, well, heavy is the hat that wears the crown and all. But yeah, we're talking.
So before we continue, Gordon, I have a couple questions, Gordon. Before we get back, number one, was Sierra Miss the right queen to go?
Unfortunately, yes. This season is one of the ones with the most amount of depth that you have ever seen, based on, again, the number of queens that are in the high position slash have won stuff. Almost everybody has been featured in that top section at least once, almost borderline twice. If you're not showing the goods this early at this point, and we're not really even early anymore, if you're not showing the goods, you got to go away and make way for the other queens that have been showing it. So it's unfortunate, but again, this is one of the seasons with the greatest amount of depth ever, don't you think?
Yes, depth, but I think there is a distinct difference between the top and the bottom. In other words, the top
is the top. Always.
Yeah.
Always, but I think there's a greater top this season than normal.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with that.
And then going back even further, Jeopardy, we're just wrapping up the quarterfinals in the JIT. When we have just, Alison Betts has the opportunity to do the most hilarious thing ever when Mihal, who was it? It was, Isaac Hirsch and Josh Hill are tied going into final. And Allison can actually spoil, which she does.
I was going to say, this is finally, you say this a lot, third place can spoil, and I always go, no, they can't. No, they can't. No, they can't. This time, yes, they can. And
yes,
in this case,
can.
They do, Chico.
Yes, we can. And she does. She wins, I win. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Yes. And in Beast Games, which I was just, we're in the middle of, Monica sells the coin for $500,000. Good idea, bad idea?
Oh, is that's, I didn't know if that was going to be to Chico. Not a great idea. I mean, for her, it's a great idea.
I think I thought it was.
But
a good idea.
If you well, for her, it's a good idea because she's making coin.
Yeah, she's literally okay. Making coin out of coin, and now it's just like we're in the midst of Monica's villain arc session. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then of course, so. Well, Jim takes 62,420. L. And Katie takes 63,057. And so does Hannah, because that's all that's left. Okay? So, all of them are unburied, and next week, we go to Riyadh, South America, to winnow the players down from 10 to 6. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. From 10 to 6.
Okay. Okay.
And this will all be done over the course of 6 rounds in Riyadh. So, that's something to look forward to next week on Beast Games. And now,
right. And now
speaking of things that go fast, it's NASCAR week on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, which is another tournament week where the winner is actually going to go to this Sunday. They will be flown on a VIP trip to Daytona Beach, Florida for the start of the 2026 NASCAR season. And someone at home, I believe, is going to win a trip via Wheel of Fortune to the finale of NASCAR season at Miami Homestead Speedway. They've been doing NASCAR-themed puzzles, and they've actually had a NASCAR-themed car on set. And tomorrow, as we record this, I believe it's Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, and a third driver whose name escapes me, is going to play with the NASCAR fans for the trip next week. And Gordon, it's another great theme week for them, really. Really has been.
It always is. You know, Wheel of Fortune, those are good stuff.
Yep. I'll tell you right now, Monday's show featured Cindy Carrick of Trophy Club Texas solving the bonus round puzzle of Fall by the Wayside for a total of $63,100.
Yeah, she's going to the tournament. He's going to the final.
Tuesday's show features Mackenzie Rowland of Greer, South Carolina, solving... Actually, she doesn't solve anything. She misses What a Kind Offer. Probably not going, but we'll see what happens with her 19,450.
And Wednesday I do have this because I actually saw the puzzle because Ray wins with Beyond Words, I believe, is the puzzle, and he goes to the finals. And on tonight's show, the woman also won, I believe, solved a book of poetry. She goes to the finals as well. So, yeah, 3 bonus round winners, 3 finalists. And we'll find out who wins tomorrow.
Yes.
And now, 30 seconds of The Masked Singer. The person who got eliminated booted out. That was the owl, and that person is...
Singer, actor, and pop star, and father of pop star royalty, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes. Yeah. Biggest one so far, I believe.
Indeed.
So.
Well, biggest this season, yes. Probably biggest of all time, but another person who is probably the biggest Masked Singer reveal of all time. Unfortunately, passed at the very young age of 48 due to colorectal cancer. And that is the former Griffin on The Masked Singer, James Vanderbeek. When we first met him, when we first saw him in Angus, that was the feature, Angus, didn't know that he had so much depth, so much talent. Also didn't know he was a bit of a game show fan. We didn't even know that when he was doing Dawson's Creek and Varsity Blues, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. It was only over the last 5 or so years that we saw him take on the mantle of the consummate game show panelist. He was in The Masked Singer, which we talked about. He did Pyramid. He did Match Game. He did 25 Words or Less. So anything he could get on the panel of, he was on the panel of, and he excelled. I mean, he's one of those guys that picked up the game really quickly and became a master of it.
What's very interesting, Gordon, is that, you know, you knew James Vanderbeek as the guy from Dawson's Creek, but you really didn't. You really did you know him as much as I did? Because I didn't really know him other than him being Dawson of Dawson's Creek.
No, I didn't really know him either. Hello?
Yeah.
But
can you hear me?
He did do a bunch of things.
Yeah, we hear.
We can. I mean, right now, his family has a GoFundMe page, which, believe it or not, has just gone over the $2 million mark.
That's amazing.
In donations.
And it really speaks to the kind of man that he is.
Yes. And some of the people who donated huge, and again, not name dropping per se, but Steven Spielberg and Kay Capshaw dropped $25,000. Lots of anonymous donations. Guy Osiri, $10,000. Bunch of others dropped over 5,000, but again, it's out there. It's gonna be one of the top GoFundMes of all time. 40,000 donations within 24 hours of the announcement of its passing.
Yeah,
and also another game show person, Alfonso Ribeiro, has been posting a lot because he was the godfather of one of their children. I don't know if you've seen that a lot.
I saw that, and I was just a friend of mine from Quiz Nights. Hi, Cindy. How you doing? She posted that on her Facebook, and I was just like, "Oh gosh, now I need a moment for myself here," because let's just say all three of us, we're part of Gen X, we're part of that generation that grew up watching him do his thing on television, and next thing you know, he's not there anymore. He's gone, and you see this, all these touching tributes, and you can't help but feel touched.
Yes, indeed. Two lost way too young.
Yep.
And also, guys, get yourself checked. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know? Just get yourself checked.
Listen to your body. Follow all of the recommendations. I'm not gonna lie here. I had my first colonoscopy last year. One of these things may end up saving my life. I don't know, but so far I'm all good. I'm all square. And if you are of that age, get yourself checked out. It may save your life. For serious, guys. For serious.
Indeed.
Can I remain in silent, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
And with that, we are.
So, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
And with that, we're going to take a break. Still to come, I've got the dynamite. Jason's got the baseball bats. Gordon's brought the sledgehammers. We're going to kill the toilet, but not before all the news you didn't even know you needed to know, including Robert Irwin. We just can't seem to get enough of him, can't we?
Nope.
Or his python. Anyway, with Gordon Pepper and Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander, 6-7-5-1. You're home. But we love to interrupt. You give us 22 minutes.
We'll give you 22 different Winter Olympic events that should be in the Winter Olympics that aren't. Like the whammy throwing contest.
We're going to get there. Just hold on a minute, okay? I'm actually thinking Winter Olympics. I'm actually thinking snowball eating contest.
Just don't eat the yellow flavor.
Yes, exactly. Do not eat the yellow snow. Right on.
It's not lemony lemon.
No, it is not. We'll be back right after this. Stick and stay.
One in four of us will be affected by mental illness at some point in our lives. Yet nearly two-thirds of us will never seek help, especially men. We pride ourselves on courage and our ability to never show weakness. But mental health touches us all. We are athletes, actors, and musicians. We are friends, husbands, and fathers. It's one of us. It's one of you. It's time for men to talk about mental health. Help starts with the conversation. End the stigma. To learn more about our stories, visit bringchangethemind.org.
Vision News is presented by the All-American Game Show Mascot Halftime Show. Yes, we've got the Whammy, the Rapping Dragon, the Devil, Hans and his Yodeling Mountain Climber. And if you act now and promise to tell a friend about it, you'll receive at no additional cost William Hung. What?
Performances by, yes, William Hung, Leonid the Magnificent, and Seth Squidward.
And Seth, you can tell we practiced this. And Sethward the Snake. That is the All-American Game Show Mascot Halftime Show. What is it the halftime of? We haven't figured that out yet.
It's much more entertaining than at least one halftime show that we saw last weekend.
That's true.
Indeed. That's way true.
Special shout out to Benito Ocasio.
See. Exactamundo. So, Gordon, if you would please.
Roll that beautiful brain footage.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Muchísimas gracias, Señor Doug Morris, which you can listen to every Sunday on Rock 104 Rock Tracks, and follow him on all social media at Doug Morris Games, at Rock 104 Rock Tracks, and at Tracks Productions, where you can hear about what goes on El Show Más Grande. That is Rock Tracks with Doug Morris on Rock 104 every Sunday. Rock 104, WXRR, Hattiesburg 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the known.
Known multiverse.
On Rock104FM.com, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 apps. Now, remember I told you about Robert Irwin and his python?
This is why.
So, striking while the iron is hot, even after 20 years, Disney is looking to capitalize on the popularity of Dancing with the Stars by spinning off a search for the next pro. That is Dancing with the Stars, the next pro for Hulu this summer. Deals are still in the works, but Robert Irwin is in talks to host the series with two judges also in talks. That would be longtime pro Mark Ballas and his mom Shirley Ballas, a pro ballroom dancer and the head judge on Strictly Come Dancing in the UK. There will be a third judge slot expected to be filled, according to Deadline, with a rotating judge each week, likely including many from the DWTS family. ABC has not yet commented on the product. Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but I don't know. You know?
Let's
see. This is something that is related. This next one's related to me. Specifically me. Well, not just me, but people who live near me. Or does it? I don't.
Get on with it!
Okay, 25
words.
Fine,
okay, 20. Go ahead. 25 words or less. I was looking for players in New York City. If you go to 25, oh, I believe it is 25
words. 25words.com/casting.
Well, actually, it's a specific thing. It's in FormSack. It's for season 8. There are certain casting members that were looking for this, and they are looking for in the New York area. Are they filming in the New York area, though? That's the interesting question. We don't know.
But
by the way, full disclosure, none of us are eligible.
Full disclosure, I actually am.
Jay and I were thinking about, Jason was thinking about things, and he had to ask somebody. I'm not going to say who, but he had to ask somebody, and he is currently not working on the show. So,
except I don't think you're thinking of that specific person, because I know somebody that you know that is working on the show.
So you're still not
eligible.
Well, let's see how far I get. You know what I'm saying? Until they say no.
Well, you should go as far as you can. Just don't be disappointed.
I understand.
We all have our illusions. Far be it from me to take away yours.
Right, but you know what? I want to read your date book, though. Is that okay?
It's private. It's personal. Yeah, fine.
Okay. Friday, we have the first of the Price is Right specials celebrating my birthday. No, they're celebrating Valentine's Day. The season finale of LOL Netherlands is on Prime. Saturday is the reunion of Singles Inferno. Sunday is the highly anticipated Tournament of Champions season premiere on Food Network. Monday is the debut of the three-part documentary Reality Check, Inside America's Top Model. And I believe we're going to have a review of that next week. Yes,
I believe we are.
Tuesday is the Price is Right Mardi Gras special.
Also and celebrating Wednesday Jason is the Block's season- birthday.
Not exactly. Hey, Fat Tuesday, shut up. Anyway, Wednesday is the Star Search season finale on Netflix. Do you think it's going to come back to season 2? I'm not so sure.
I don't know, Tommy.
No. But let's talk about that app, though, and more Dancing with the Stars. We all know about the Dancing with the Stars live tour, the Dancing with the Stars spin-off, the Dancing with the Stars cruise. We now have EWTS Con. Dancing with the Stars Con 2026. Okay? This will be at the Acrisure Arena at Palm Springs, California, July 31st to August 2nd. Okay? Some people who are going to be included are, here we go, Alan Burstyn, Haley Bills, Hannah Brown, Shauna Burgess, Whitney Carson, Val Chermowski, Sasha Farber, Danielle Fischel, how do you pronounce X-O-C-H-I-T-L?
Xochitl.
Xochitl Gomez, Zoe Grazadé, Elaine Hendricks, Rashad Jennings, Jenna Johnson, Whitney Levitt, Daniela Karachik, Amanda Klutz, Phaedra Parks, Pasha Pashkov, Jan Ravnik, Gleb Savchenko, JoJo Siwa, Emma Slater, Ezra Sosa, Britt Stewart, Johnny Weir, Rumor Willis, Christy Yamaguchi, Ginger Z, with judges Mariana Naba and Bruno Tornioli. More to be announced. This is a three-day package, and the VIP section, the VIP package, the ballroom VIP. Oh, good grief. Well, I don't know how much the tickets are. Well, oh, wow. At Ticketmaster. If you go to DWTSCon.com, you can check out all your tickets, etc. That.
Free pre-sale is available with first name, email address, zip code. The membership is free, and it gives you access to the perks pre-sale for Dancing with the Stars Con. Mirrorball membership includes access to pre-sales for the live tour and exclusive content.
And then there's the ballroom floor VIP table package, which is a lot. So, yeah, but you know what? That is incredibly smart.
Yes.
It is very smart and very cool.
Yes, these two are neither cool nor smart.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just talk about the amuse-bouche about this one, and this is just really dumb, okay? So on this today's edition of the iHeartRadio's Breakfast Show, Pussycat Dolls singer Ashley Roberts wanted to say she wanted to acknowledge the death of James Vanderbeek. Not bad, except she said, and I quote, "I do have some sad news. Dawson Creek's Dick Van Dyke has passed away." Oops.
By the way, Dick Van Dyke is still very much alive.
At 100.
Yes, and he's 100. You know,
still spry for that. You know,
James Dick Van Dyke. James Vanderdyke.
James Vander. Yeah. Just that's just the hole in your head sort of stuff. This is just bad. Okay.
This is a very bad look.
So, Radar Online through Fox News and a bunch of other places found a clip of Rehab Addicts star Nicole Curtis using the N-word on set.
Yeah.
And that word was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then HGTV said, quote, "HGTV was recently made aware of an offensive racial comment made during the filming of Rehab Addict. Not only is language like this hurtful and disappointing to our viewers, partners and employees, it does not align with the values of HGTV. Accordingly, we have removed the series from all HGTV platforms. We remain dedicated to fostering a culture of respect and inclusion across our content and our workplace." Which, by the way, they do. They are a very inclusive network.
They're very inclusive and very protective of their inclusiveness.
Yes, and
more importantly, very, very protective of their wallet. So basically, here's a couple more N-words. Ninny, nincompoop, and not employed.
And, well, do you want to hear the media apology?
Okay. Hey,
sure.
Here comes the music.
Okay. Regarding HGTV, I'm grateful for the 15-year journey we've shared. It's been a meaningful chapter, but my focus isn't on my career. My focus at the moment is rightfully on my relationships, my community, the people who truly know my character and where my heart is. I want to be clear, the word in question is wrong and not part of my vocabulary, and never has been, and I apologize to everyone. As discussed, I'm a mom and was doing mom things all day and unplugged. I realized my shows were airing, but my family is my priority, and I'm just catching up to all this now. Oh, please! Wow, that's a bad one! Oh my God! Really? That's terrible! That's a terrible media apology. Yeah, exactly. Hey, rob the cash cow, please.
Moo. Yeah.
Let's get some.
Moo.
Yeah, moo. Boy, that sounds like a cock of the killer. That's.
Oh, gosh.
Sound effect. Moo. Okay.
Sounds like a muck.
If you've ever played Invaders from the Planet Moolah, you will understand.
Yeah. Well, let's understand this. It's time for a little bit of Haterade. So if you recall, Simon Cowell, the next act, followed Simon Cowell as he looked for his next boy band project. Called December 10th. They just dropped their first single. December 10th, first single, Run My Way. It did not make the UK top 10 or the top 20. It did not make the UK top 50. It landed at number 72.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, okay, so here's the question. Is it there? I'm going to say something. I don't think it's about the fact that it's a boy band. I think it's a non-Korean boy band. Okay? Because I don't think a One Direction type boy band is ripe for the charts right now. Yeah. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. We are living in the age of your Taylor Swift's, your Sabrina Carpenter's, your Cat's Eyes's, your Huntrix's.
Bad Bunny's.
Bad Bunny. Carol G.
I don't think December 10th is it. I don't think December 10th is it.
Not right now, no.
Would you say, Gordon, and this may sound weird, Simon Cowell is out of touch?
I'm not sure about out of touch. You know, the question becomes, what did the demographics say? Really?
Well, the people who are buying music are not buying this music.
Right. Whoops.
So, say what you will, but December 10th's got a long way to go to match up with Little Mix or One Direction or Third or Fifth Harmony. Who, by the way, all Simon Cowell joints. Just saying.
Yes, but where are we sending December 10th and Nicole Curtis?
We are going to send them to India and the Netherlands.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
All right. First of all, amuse-bouche here. Wheel of Fortune India, which recently launched, will broadcast in the UK over Sony TV. So that's a thing that's happening. Meanwhile, over in the Netherlands, they're picking up their own version of Love is Blind. And that will be hosted by Nicolette Van Damme and Boss Schmidt, and it will debut later this year. This joins versions in Brazil, Japan, the UK, Sweden, Germany, Mexico, and Argentina, and of course, the US, which premiered yesterday.
There's that. So we're going to have more worldwide media pros.
Yes, we will. And this week's Media Pro Report, Jay, why don't you start it off, please?
With what, Mr. specifically? Yes. Yes, Mr. Beast gave away $1 million worth of prizes on his record-breaking Whatnot stream. I was on it, didn't win anything, but there was almost 600,000 people. And Logan Paul was on it. A bunch of other people were on it. And on The Tonight Show, gave everyone in the audience $1,000 for, with Jimmy's help, in guessing the, what is it, what's in the box bit. Sponsored, I believe, by Jack's Links as well. So, yes, Mr. Beast is throwing away money.
Yeah.
And in the next 2 weeks, he's going to give away $5 million.
There you go. Elsewhere, we have Tyra Banks teasing a return for AMTN. Good luck with that. Todd Newton's heading back on the road with The Price is Right Live. Todd Newton, by the way, good friend of the site, good friend of ours. We lost Dean Franklin, a Voice UK contestant this week. We have our three farmers for Farmer Wants a Wife. Braden Pride Moore, Sean Kavanaugh, and Brett Maverick are going to be competing for a bunch of prospective trad wives. I'm horrible. I'm sorry. I'm horrible. Kat Izzo Soft launches a new relationship. Michelle Tsai is...
I'm also... I got one more. Kat Williams dropped a new Netflix special. Remember, he was on Wild and Out for a hot minute.
Nice. Michelle Tsai is selling her own knit for charity. That's going to be fun. Monet Exchange is alleging home cooking favorable to Michael Rapaport. Plus, Alan Cumming breaks the silence on the whole thing. Libra Thompson is recovering from a stroke. Libra Thompson was season 10 of Big Brother, and she's recovering from a stroke caused by a patent foramen ovale, which is a tiny hole, a congenital birth defect. I know all of this from firsthand experience. I, too, have a patent foramen ovale, which is why I see my cardiologist every year. So just to keep an eye on that. But, yeah, Libra Thompson, recovering from a stroke. Get better soon. We lost Doc Holliday, the Jeff Duncan, who was the announcer for the final season of Family Double Dare back in the day. Catherine Woodman checks out of Hotel Mystere and her relationship with Riley Jeffries. And Rod Roddy saw The Price is Right as a second chance to rebuild his life, and he did, and he became a legend because of it. And Sherry Shepherd, not ready to throw in the towel just yet on her canceled talk show.
Oh.
But none of them
she
are...
Made me, she made me... She may be dragged out of the office, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. But none of them are your Media Pro of the Week, and that person is straight out of Love Island, USA, Kenny Rodriguez, because he is going from La Isla del Amor to La Casa de los Famosos. That's right. He is the latest contestant to be announced for Telemundo's La Casa de los Famosos Season 6. He will join Laura Zapata, Lupita Jones, Gina Calderon, Kuno, Jalen Ojeda, and Kylie. More stars will be announced in due course, of course. And by the way, that premieres February 17th at 7 on Telemundo, streaming on Peacock.
And those are your pros.
And that is Brain Vision. Jason, if you would, please.
I'm shutting it down right here.
There you go. And now that we've shut down the Choppler for a week, time to shut down another toilet and send it to the graveyard of broken toilets. And that's coming up next, right here, as we kill the toilet. Oh, we love to interrupt. Stick a say, we'll be right back.
Brain Fusion has been brought to you by Dancing with the Quiz Brains. We haven't had game show hosts. Stacey Ebler does not count. She's not a game show host. We have not had game show hosts being able to dance with these stars and civilians. So why the heck not? Ken Jennings. Why not? Muffy Morocco. Mark Labette. Sean Wallace. The Governess. That's Dancing with the Quiz Brains, because that would be entertaining.
I would totally lobby myself. I would like to throw myself on that little pile if they will have me.
I think your job is better off here. I take a sledgehammer.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
We're not going to use the sledgehammers yet.
We have our final eight shows in Kill the Toilet in Push or Flush. This is our final thing for spring. We will be back in a couple of months for our summer edition, but here's how it works. We have five ratings. If we really like it, we push it. Kind of like
Seattle Seahawks win.
Kind of like it, we pastry it. The New England Patriots.
Yay.
If we're in the middle about it, it's, you know, we're higgling it, which is the... Yeah, Green Bay Packers. That's right.
Woo-woo.
We kind of don't like it. If we kind of don't like it, it's we're jiggling the handle.
Boo-hoo.
That's
Baltimore Ravens.
Oof. And if we really hate it, it's the flush. And if we really hate
New York
it, it's
Giants.
The
New York Giants.
I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Jets. Any New York football team except Buffalo.
And three flushes is a clog at entire Super Bowl game. Sorry.
The live stream is available for download right now at 5and1.net. So, yeah.
Okay.
Share my pain.
This is March 4th. Hit the braille, please. America's Culinary Cup CBS. This is the big spring show hosted by Padma Lakshmi. Hey, is this culinary class wars, anyone? I'm sorry. This is a jiggle. This is absolute imitation for me.
Yeah. Remember how Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn left Project Runway and started their own Project Runway for Prime Video called Making the Cut?
Yep.
Yes, since I was one of the people in the audience for it.
Yeah, I'm getting this, so it's a jiggle for me, too.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this. I'm not going to jiggle it because I think it's better than that. But yeah, I agree with you guys. I'm gonna go. And you know, I said this into existence. Last time out, we're going to continue a pork pie.
The pork pie. Oh God. Oh man.
Keep it simple, stupid.
It's as simple as a cross between a pig and a pastry. It's a pastry with a pig. It's a pork pie. Maybe I'll call it a hot dog.
No. What about the next one?
Next
also
one.
On March 4th.
Flavortown Food Fight. Yes, Guy Fieri is hosting another cooking competition. Oh, boy.
But this one is a little bit different. It's a little different. This is where you go to different parts of the town, and it's $20,000 per episode. Guy and Hunter are hosting, It's a couple of guest judges and skills challenges. I'm going to pastry it, but it's a very light pastry because anything Guy Fieri does in a food competition world, it's really good. See Guy Grocery Games and the Tournament of Champions.
I agree. Celebrity Food Game Night, though, notwithstanding. But yeah, I foresee good things for this show. So it's a pastry, a porky pie pastry.
I'm not feeling as much as you guys are. I think Guy Fieri is fantastic, and Jay is absolutely right. His stuff turns to gold. But there's nothing here that says this is going to be different than anything else. So Jamaican beef patty.
Gotcha.
Beef patties, by the way. Next one.
This one I don't think we're going to have an issue with. March 9th, Top Chef Carolinas. It's one of the best shows on TV for a reason. First, Kristen Cash has not lost the Steph. I could not push the show hard enough.
Hey, it's going to be hard for me to remain impartial because it's visiting my neck of the woods. So I'm not even going to bother. Push!
Top Chef has done a fantastic job between season one and now evolving with the times. Last season was amazingly fantastic. I expect the same here, push.
So, hit it. I think you're going to be playing that button a lot over the next couple of things. Next one, please.
Next one. It is the Ultimate Baking Championship. We're just going to throw out all of the baking championships. This is the one that will decide it all. Until they come up with another one. I don't know.
Well, hold on a second. Let me just see what this particularly means.
Yeah, it's a 9-episode series hosted by Jesse Palmer. 16 elite pastry chefs competing for $50,000.
Okay. Duff Goldman, pastry chefs. This is actually the side of the cooking competition shows on food that really shines for me. Push this hard.
I'm going to push it hard too. Hopefully this is going to be the be-all end-all, and we see things that we don't usually see on Baking Championship.
Yeah, this is a Food Network version of Top Chef. That being said, I love Top Chef. And this is not Top Chef, but I do like it. Pastry. Actually, you know what? Fine, I will give in to my happier tendencies. I will push. Just because Jay said oh no, I will push to make him happy.
Next one, and this is another hugely anticipated show.
Yes.
March 10th on City TV in Canada. Howie Mandel takes over the role that many have had as host of The Price is Right Tonight in Canada. Oh, I'm going to push this as hard as I can. I think Howie Mandel is going to be excellent, and I think that the Price is Right is basically a bulletproof format. Push.
Big push for me. I feel sorry that I am not living in a border blaster area, or I do not have a VPN to watch this show. It is a big push for me.
It's definitely not a bulletproof format, but I am really intrigued to see what Howie Mandel can do. Push.
Next one.
Next one is Celebrity Jeopardy All-Stars. Your favorite celebrities from Celebrity Jeopardy tournaments past are returning for another shot at glory. Yeah, I gotta push this too.
Yeah, we do. Again, Celebrity Jeopardy is not as bad as you think it is. It actually is quite fun when, even the bad Celebrity Jeopardy is good Celebrity Jeopardy. Push.
That's how you're defending this. Even bad Celebrity Jeopardy is good Celebrity Jeopardy.
We're just quoting a friend of ours.
You.
There's no reason to defend this. This is fun. It's play along. I will definitely push.
Okay, next up, it's Taylor Frankie Paul as the Bachelorette. Oh boy.
I believe the streak of push is going to be ending right now.
Yeah,
big time. But the quick.
We may get another sound effect. It will not be a push one, but we may get another sound effect.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Because I really think the Bachelor, and I'm being dead serious here. Really think the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchises need to rest. Maybe a year, maybe two, and then have them come back. Because right now, I think right now the Bachelorette franchise is out of touch. Flush.
I'm going to add on, not only is it out of touch, but it's gone, it's strayed so far away from its original premise that to have a star of a hit series in the Walt Disney Company pantheon as the new lead, it almost circles around to being parody. Big time flush.
I will continue the, shall we say, lyric that Jason was started, which is, you're out of touch and it's probably out of time. Flush.
And we're out of our head.
One.
Two.
Yeah, one.
Two.
Three.
Plus.
One. And finally!
Oh dear. Speak.
Just announced Farmer Wants a Wife Season 4.
This gives me a really bad case of the ick, guys. We have three farmers who I strongly suspect they were not cast for their farming prowess. And a bunch of ladies who I strongly suggest were not cast for being potential trad wives. And the whole package just gives me a bad case of the ick. Flush.
Jason?
Old MacDonald had a show. FLUSH.
Well, wait a second. Wouldn't this be considered educational programming because then we'll know about how life on a farm is?
Oh, because it isn't about life on a farm. It's about life on what people think is on a farm.
I know,
life
I tried.
Life on a Hollywood farm.
Life is a Hollywood farm. I wanna flush it all night long.
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow.
All right. Was that Tom Cochran or Rascal Flatts, by the way?
Tom Cochran's version, by the way.
Thank you.
Rascal Flatts is all right, dog, but you gotta go with the OG.
There you go. And we gotta go with one,
two,
three.
Watch it! Well, we were going to kill the toilet, but I think after those two shows, it might have just given up the ghost its own damn self.
Right.
All right. Okay. So, I've carefully wired the C4.
Okay.
I've given out the sledgehammers. We're all gonna take one swing, and then we're all gonna duck out of here and make it go. All right. On my count, three.
Okay, I've got my helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Oh, wait, that's right. Helmets and glasses on, everybody. Safety first here.
Got
safety
it.
Safety first. Yes. Three, two, one. Fire in the hole. Oh, damn it, that feels good.
Okay, so
and while Chico is enjoying himself, we're going to break.
right after this, and we'll be back with the speed round in about a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
WLTI has been presented by Grizzlebee's All You Can Eat Buffet, crafted by top chefs of the Carolinas in a Flavortown food fight, competing for America's Culinary Cup and an Ultimate Baking Championship. It's straight farmer wants a wife to table, and the price is always right tonight. That is Grizzlebee's.
Hey.
You wish you had less fun.
I miss Grizzlebee's.
Me too.
You're closing TGIF. You're closing these places.
Closing Bahama Breeze.
Try to restore Grizzlebee's, can we? Yes. Bye, Bahama Breeze.
Oh. I love their mahi-mahi.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but so, what we need is a very delicious speed round, and we will start that now. Drag Race. Who's next?
Can you please her?
Yeah, it's starting to get early late over there, or late early, or some sort of combination.
I also think that the one who fought, I think Mikey Meeks is also
so you know
not long.
Okay.
Mikey Meeks is not long for it either.
Yep.
I don't know about that. You know that she's going to have issues in this category. So I semi-agree with that, but I think stuff is gonna swing around in terms of something that she's gonna be better at, I think, I hope. But if it's something in the same vein, you're right.
You are correct.
She'll go bye bye soon.
You go bye bye very soon. Jeopardy begins the invitational semis with Roger Craig, Jen Giles, and Drew Basile. Who wins and why do you say Roger Craig?
I say Roger Craig because I think he's going to make the finals, and I think he may win the whole thing right now. I think the finals are going to be Roger Craig, Matt Amodio, and, someone else who I can't think of right now.
Whoever went to Duke. If there's anybody that went to Duke, they're the third person.
By the way, that last second shot, right?
Why?
Duke Florida. New floor wax, baby.
Now, by the way, Seth Trimble is your new The Shot.
Now, so, I'm just trying to think, is there anything else we need to talk about per se?
Oh, wait, Wheel of Fortune. Does anybody win $1 million to cap off NASCAR week?
No, but we almost had one. Sort of. The guy was three spots away, remember?
I remember.
He was three spots away. We had $1 million moment this week.
We did.
And by the way, no host has given away $1 million twice in the same season. Will Ryan be the first? We've got about 4 months to find out.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh. Yes, we do.
Do we have any mail? We need to go over that at another time, didn't we? We don't have the time to do that right now.
But you know what? This will be addressed later in the season because this is going to be an actually pretty cool looking list here. But we'll address it later in the season. Steven, if you're listening, we'll get to you. I promise. Anyway, if you want to send us some mail, our address is WLTI@GameShowNewsNet.com. You can follow us on all social media at GameShowNewsNet. I am at Dino R. Alexander. Jason is at Jason.
And I'm at GSNN.
I am at Beat the Block number 2, with the number 2 at the end.
And I'm GSNN Haterade.
And the network is at 5&1Net. Everything going on network-wide, you'll find out about it there, including our 4-hour live cap of Super Bowl 60, Seattle Seahawks taking it to the New England Patriots by a score of 26 to 13.
We had fun. That was fun.
29-13. I almost had, I had the score. I was one off each way. I said 28-14. It was one off. Would have been nice. But, yes, and we will not be back until April.
That's right.
Where we will be covering the draft unless something incredibly insane happens before then. And we will find out where. Of course, and of course, Mr. Mendoza is going to go to Las Vegas. We also had a couple more coaching changes there, but we'll talk about that on our draft show.
NAWCJ.
What's happening on the panel, per se, and UBA?
On Holy Alliance this week, we have the heavyweight match. Winner goes to Mega Bowl in Virginia.
When is Mega Bowl, by the way?
Mega Bowl is second weekend of March. Same time as South by Southwest. And there may be a reason why I'm saying that.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
All right. Over on the NAWC, the road to WrestleMania has had a couple of bumps. Bron Breakker is out till WrestleMania with a had emergency hernia surgery. And Chelsea Green is out as well because she broke her ankle on a fall. Also, a very interesting interview with Chris Van Vliet with MJF. He and CM Punk are not going to be exchanging Christmas cards anytime soon. It's a very good interview, though. And MJF is sort of in character there. It's really good. That's, of course, and we're going to talk about all the other stuff as we head towards all the big pay-per-views during the spring. Chico, it was a thing and all that.
Okay, so interesting story about this week's episode of It Was a Thing, which is online right now, is It Was a Thing on TV.com. It was supposed to be done a couple weeks ago, but due to technical difficulties, we decided to scrap it. So we went back and re-recorded the whole thing, and now it's online. It is Get a Life Revisited. So that is...
You mean the Chris Elliott show?
Yes. With Chris Elliott, Robin Riker, and Bob Elliott. The show from Fox in the 90s, the absolutely absurd sitcom premise of a man-child living with his parents.
Right, I believe one of them played by his dad for real, the late Bob Elliott, right?
Yes, yes. And you can, just one look and you'll see.
And by the way, Chris Elliott, Chris Elliott is a very underrated comedian.
Yes, it is. You just take one look at that guy and all you can think is he produced Abby Elliott.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, that's it. It was a thing on TV.
Yowza! Okay.
Thank you so much for your
yowza. Privilege.
Okay, so next week, who knows what's going to happen? I know Jay's going to have his pineapple hat. No, the Panama hat.
Panama hat.
Yes, because he's turning years old, you see.
Yes.
And also more Drag Race, more Jeopardy, more Beast Games, and a prelude to the 50. Because in 2 weeks.
That's right. We are 2 weeks away from the 50. Oh, and by the way, Gordon, on Saturday, the New Jersey Clue is the Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
The Clue is the solution.
That is the solution, yes.
Yeah.
And,
it's like, get there and be prepared to stand in line.
North Carolina is done.
Yes, it was the Museum of Natural History in downtown Raleigh. There was a line.
Right,
there.
Exactly. Right, there are very few clues. I mean, there are very few states left for the Survivor 50 Challenge. And remember, there is also a press event a week from this coming Tuesday. I hope to cover it. And at the Paley Center about the exhibition of Survivor, etc. I haven't heard back from them. I have to check in with them as well. So,
okay. Well,
there's that.
All of that stuff is in the weeks to come here on The Big Show. But until next week, my friends, for Gordon Pepper, for Jason Block, for everybody at 501, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And special love.
Interrupt this program.